What up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me on Zoom, the turtle from The Masked Singer, actress, singer, songwriter, Jesse McCartney. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mario. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. That's a nice crib you got right there. Is that your place, family's?
Yeah, this is my house. My fiance and I live here. And by the way, before we start, I just got to say we're huge fans of you and your family on TikTok. We've been following along. You guys are the coolest family.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's all my daughter. I don't take any credit. She she choreographs all that stuff. Well, you keep a pristine house. Look at that. I'd be afraid to. I'd have to take my shoes off so I don't mess it up.
If I don't clean, she kicks me out. So
it's a good woman. That's a good woman right there. So congrats, man. Runner up on The Masked Singer. That was an impressive run. How'd you get turned on to the show?
Well, you know, like anything else, the agent reached out to me in November and said, hey, there's this show. It's called The Masked Singer. And I had heard of it, but I had never really watched the show. And I turned it on and I was like, what is this? And he said, it's the number one show on television right now. And I said, really? And so I looked a little further and I saw a few people who I'd really admire doing the show. And then I saw that T-Pain, an old buddy of mine, won season one. And I saw sort of what he was able to do with his vocals on the show. And, you know, the timing was perfect. I had just finished an album and I had kind of the next couple months off, you know, just doing promo and shooting music videos and such. So just the timing was perfect. And I had no idea what I was signing up for. I did not think I was going to be stuck in that turtle mask for 12 straight weeks, but it was a lot of fun.
Did the turtle have any significance? You like turtles? Or I like turtles. Were you a Ninja Turtle fan or what's the deal there?
Yeah, the famous meme. I like turtles. I think I don't really know. I mean, honestly, they throw a bunch of ideas at you, you know? So there was one of them was the rhino, who I know the baseball player Barry Zito ended up picking. There was another one, which I'm so happy I didn't pick, that was a bat, which would have been...
Oh, my God. Nobody went with a bat, right? Nobody
went with a bat. Thank God.
Oh, that's funny.
And then there was like several others that just were super clunky that you would never want to be in on stage.
Right.
And I didn't want to move around a lot. So I tried to pick the costume that looked the most comfortable.
Yeah.
Able to be the most mobile in.
Yeah. No, a turtle, you got a lot of wiggle room if you gain weight, too. So you're good to go. Now, your song choices included Louis Capaldi, Nick Jonas, Shawn Mendes. How'd you choose what you wanted to perform?
I mean, I chose songs that I thought were within my wheelhouse and within my capabilities and were going to show off, you know, some of my strengths.
Right.
And, you know, you do try to stay away from the songs that aren't going to make you look your best, right? I mean, and we all have those songs as vocalists. I think everybody has a sort of a... So they can churn out the songs that they know are going to work well for them. But that being said, the network wants to hear options. So you're looking at 15, 20 songs every single week and considering from that group of songs what you're going to do. And they'll tell you, you know, hey, Rhino's doing Uptempo this week. Can you go with more of a ballad? It's like a whole thing.
Rhino is doing a ballad with a little twist.
They refer to everybody by their animal name.
That's so funny.
First, they're calling me Turtle. I'm like, look, you can call me Jesse. They're like, we can't. So it's a crazy show, man. It really is.
Well, listen, Turtle. one of the judges actually guessed you at one point, right?
Yeah, a couple of them guessed early on and, you know, they decide, I think, within the edit where they're going to, actually reveal where they guess you. But Jenny's a sniper. I mean, she's like right in the beginning of the show. I remember her guessing me right. And I just kind of freaked out under there because I didn't really know how to react.
Yeah.
But they all at one point or another, I think, guessed who I was. I think the one that aired, it was Nicole.
Okay. Pretty good. It means you got a distinct voice right there. You also dropped a new single, Friends. It's got that summertime vibe to it. How'd that one come together?
I wrote it about a year ago. It was just simply a sort of a tribute homage to my friends. You know, in pop music, I feel like you hear a lot of love songs and a lot of breakup songs. And this is sort of just a song about going out and sort of getting sauced with your buddies out on the town.
I know about that.
Just felt great. A great summer joint that I feel like a lot of people need right now, considering no one has seen their friends for 2 or 3 months at this point.
You're right. You also got another one in the works, Yours, right? Are these part of the album or are you just dropping singles on this
Yours came out about 2 months ago. So that song was the first single release from this project. And the idea is to put out a full length album. But because of this COVID thing, it's sort of uncertain what's going to happen and when I'm going to release it and when we're going on tour. I've had 2 or 3 tours canceled, one in Australia that was canceled. And it's just all over the place, as I'm sure you know on your end. It's kind of the same deal. So it's kind of all over the place. But I am planning on putting out a full length project, hopefully this summer, possibly later this year.
Right on, man. Well, good luck with that. Tell me about this celebrity watch party that you're doing with Fox.
Yeah, so, you know, Fox reached out as soon as the Masked Singer was up. They said, we're doing this new show. The Osbournes are doing it. Joe Buck, who I'm a huge fan of, is doing it. And it's basically what Katie and I are doing now anyway. We're just sitting at home on our ass watching television. So now we're just doing the same thing on Fox, just sort of commentating on other television shows.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like an opportunity for Katie and I to sort of riff and make fun of other television shows.
So we're going to watch you watch TV.
Pretty much. It's riveting stuff.
That's fascinating. Wow. We've gotten to that point. All right. You mentioned your fiance. Congratulations. How long have you guys been engaged, and is there a wedding date set?
We got engaged last September. We've been together 8 years, and we do plan on getting married next spring. You know, all things, you know, fingers crossed. I mean, we looked at venues earlier this year, right before lockdown, and now, because of the lockdown, we can't. So it's been sort of up in the air like everything else. But we were going to pick a date in September. Thank God we didn't. It would have been canceled. So we're hoping spring of next year.
Right on, man. Well, fingers crossed. Good luck on that. Are you going to want to start a family right away? Or are you going to take a break?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, you know, we probably have a couple years, but I not that long. You know, we've probably got to get on it eventually. It just depends on what's happening at the time. But I think we both do want a family. Yeah.
Nice. Good for you.
What's it like?
It's fun, man. It just complements everything. It's different though.
You got 2 or 3?
I got three. It's fun though. It's great. It gets chaotic, but quarantine, you know, handful.
It also takes your TikTok game next level.
Yeah. TikTok game goes next level, player. All right. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Defending Jacob.
What's that one on?
It's on Apple Plus. It's with Chris Evans. It's crazy drama. It's based on a book. Incredible. You got to see it.
Okay. I like that review. Song that you wish you wrote?
Probably Locked Out of Heaven, Bruno Mars.
Great song. Movie you've seen the most?
Goodfellas.
Hey, it's my guy right here. Celebrity crush growing up?
Julie. Why am I blanking on her name all of a sudden?
What show?
From what's it called? From the horror movie. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Thank you.
I like your taste here. Best part of quarantine?
I guess just being close to the fridge.
Hey. That sort of convenience is priceless. I agree. Well, Jesse, man, congrats on everything and good luck. Hopefully we'll see you in person soon, and listen to Friends on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. Thanks for checking in, man.
I appreciate it, Mario. Big fan. Much respect, brother.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.